Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room presented by Sharp, Bob Papa, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, we're going to focus in on Snacks and Damon Snacks Harrison once again being a dominant player inside against the run.
Well, he's inside because he can play 3-1-3 or 0 gap, and he is unblockable. When I say unblockable, you'll see a guy with explosion just pushing and dictating the other side of the line of scrimmage.
All right, let's take a look at him against the Los Angeles Chargers.
He's here on the left-hand side of the screen as a three technique. Head up, he's reading the play. The reason he takes a step out is because he sees something that tells him it's going to be an outside run. He pushes his defensive end back into the area where the ball's going to go. But look what he does to this play. He legitimately pushes the guard 3 yards in the backfield. He's at the level of the quarterback here.
Yeah, the guard actually winds up hitting the running back, which helps Snacks make the tackle.
Yeah, because if he doesn't and the running back can get out there, you can see the defensive end is going in the wrong direction. But Snacks sees something. He takes a step out, reads the play, disrupts the play, makes the tackle.
Obviously, when the Giants play against other teams, he's a guy that they're paying attention to. But even when he's double-teamed, he can deal with it.
Again, you'll see he's a zero technique, slight shade on the center, but he's getting double-teamed right here, splits the double-team, and is able to come off and make the tackle. He was able to push the center back. Watch the center's head go back. You'll see the center's head go back. So that means it's an unequal double-team, which gives him an opportunity to come off the ball and make the play at the line of scrimmage.
That's still crazy. I mean, he's got dealing with a 300-pound center. The guard hits him, knocks him back, and then he just sheds both guys.
Well, the reason he was able to do that, if they were double-teaming him at the line of scrimmage, there's nothing he can do. But because he explodes into the center, he creates kind of a gap that he can get in between.
All right, let's watch him against the Cowboys in sort of that run zone scheme that they use.
Yeah, now here's a simple zone scheme. Again, he's shaded on the center in a zero technique, and you'll see it's just an outside zone run play. Watch the point of attack, and then 2 steps later, he's 3 yards in the backfield. That's a 2-yard loss because the center cannot stop Harrison here.
Yeah, and then he's got a great knack of knowing when to disengage and then go make the tackle. We got one more from Snacks. And this is against the Raiders, going against another guy that made it to the Pro Bowl this year, Kelechi Osemele.
Yeah, and again, he's in a gap here. We'll let this one run. And he just beats it. This is supposed to be a reach block, but he just comes around it, and he says, get in my belly. Now, you're talking about a guy going against Pro Bowlers, and he wasn't even voted into the Pro Bowl himself.
All right, that's a look at Damon Snacks Harrison in this edition of Inside the Film Room presented by Sharp.